Okay. Today, we study the combination of Jetas and Jetasikas, the Sangaha method. Now, Sangaha method is Jeta-Jetasika combination. So first, you have the Jeta, and then you find out how many Jetasikas are associated with that Jeta. So, if you are familiar with the Sampayoga method, Jetasika-Jeta combination, then the Sangaha method is not difficult. And if you have this chart with you, it's all the more easier. So you just have to read the chart across. Now, in the manual, the Sangaha method is described beginning with the supramundane Jetas. And then it goes back to Mahagata Jetas, Kama Vajra Jetas, and then Akusala Jetas, and Ahiduga Jetas. So the order given there, I mean, described there is not the same order as this chart. But I think this chart is easier to follow. So we will look at the chart and find out how many Jetasikas are associated with particular Jeta. Now, first, you make yourself familiar with the Jetas, Lobha, Mula, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. I think you are already familiar. And then the Jetasikas above, Sabba, Jeta, Sadharana, all universals, and then Vitaka, Vichara, and so on. So now let us find out how many Jetasikas go with Lobha, Mula, first Jeta. Now, Lobha, Mula, first Jeta is accompanied by what feeling? Somanasa feeling. And then it is associated with what view? Wrong view. So, somanasa, wrong view. And the first Jeta is prompted or unprompted? Unprompted. Right. Now let us see the Jetasikas. Seven universals, they will always be with every Jeta. So we don't have to worry about them. And then Vitaka, okay, right? Vichara, Adhimokha, Virya, Piti, Chanda. So all 13 Jetasikas are associated with Lobha Mula first Jeta. And then among the 14 Akusala Jetasikas, the first four, Moha, Ahirika, Anotaba, and Odhaja, they are what? Akusala universals. So they will arise with every type of Akusala Jeta. So we take those four. And then what comes next? Lobha. Since it is Lobha Mula Jeta, since it has the Lobha as Mula, it must be accompanied by Lobha. Right. Then what about Dikti? Since it is accompanied by wrong view, we get Dikti. And then what about Mana? No, why? Mana and Dikti cannot arise together and not cannot arise at the same time together. Why? Because give me a simile. Like what? Mana and Dikti cannot coexist. Why? They are like two lions. Two lions of the same strength which cannot live in the same cave. Right? Okay. So we do not get mana. Then what about dosa, isa, machariya, kukuja? No. They arise with two dosa mula chetas only. Okay. And then, next, tina and midha. They will not accompany those that are unprompted. So we do not get tina and midha. And vichikicca, doubt. No, it is Vichikicca accompanies only one type of consciousness out of 89 or 121. So we do not get Vichikicca. Then Do we have to worry about sobhana chitasikas? No, because these are akusala chitas. So we don't have to look at these 25 chitasikas. So we have to look only the first 13 and then second 14, altogether 27. So among 27, we will have to find out which are not which do not accompany lobha, mula, chaita, and which accompany. So, with lobha, mula, chaita, the first lobha, mula, chaita, there are how many chaitasikas? 19 chaitasikas. So if we get that one, 19, then the others will become easy. So you may subtract one out of them or add something to it, just that. Okay, now the second chaita. The second chitta is accompanied by what feeling? Somanasa feeling, associated with deity, wrong view, and prompted or unprompted? Prompted. So if it is prompted, it must be accompanied by tina and medha. So 19 plus tina and medha 2, we get 21. So the second lobha mula chaita is accompanied by 21 chaitasikas. And you can just tell which chaitasikas they are. 13 common to others, or 13 anya samanas, right? And then moha, herika, anottaba, udhaccha, lobha, deity, and then tina medha. It's easy. When you have this chart, it's very easy. But if you lose it, it may be very difficult, right? Okay, the third chaita. What is the third chaita? With what feeling? Sombanasa. With or without wrong view? Without wrong view. So you will not get deity here. So if you do not get deity, who will come in? Mana will come in. So we still get 19, right? So 13 anya samanas, moha, ahirika, anottapa, udhaccha, lobha, no deity, mana, that's all. 19. Then the fourth. The fourth is prompted or unprompted? Prompted. So, with the fourth, we add tina and medha. So, 21 again, right? So, 19, 21, 19, 21. Okay. Now we come to the fifth. The fifth chaita is accompanied by what feeling? Ubhikha feeling. Since it is accompanied by ubhikha feeling, can we get piti with this? No. So we take piti out. So from among 13, we get only 12. The others are the same, right? So moha, herika, anottaba, udhaccha, lobha, deity, right? So 18. That means 19 minus piti, 1, right? Then the sixth chaita. It is prompted or unprompted? Prompted. So add 2, right? Tina and Mira add 2 and you get 20. Okay. Then the seventh one. With ubhikha. With or without deity? Seventh. Without deity. Right? Prompted or unprompted? Unprompted. So, among 13, we get 12 without PET. And then, moha, hirika, anottapa, udhaccha, lobha, no deity but mana. So, 18. And then, the eighth, or the last of the lobha mula chaitas. So, it is accompanied by ubhikha feeling and not accompanied by deity, and it is prompted. So 12 plus 4 plus lobha 1, and then mana and tina and meda. So we get 20, right? Okay, very, very easy now. So now, if you want to memorize 19, 21, 19, 21, 18, 20, 18, 20, right? Oh, good. Okay, next two, dosa mula. So they have dosa as mula. Since they have dosa as mula, they will not have loba. They will not have deity. They will not have mana. But they will have dosa, isa, macchariya, kukoja. Okay. Now let us see. Will they have PD?
No.
No. So, from 13, we get 12 without PD. And then, moha, ahirika, anottaba, odaja. Yes. Because they accompany every type of akusala consciousness. And then, no loba, no deity, no mana. But we have dosa, isa, macchariya, kukoja. So altogether, 12 plus 8, 20. Because this is unprompted. The next one is prompted. So add 2 and we get 22. Very smooth today, huh? So the first moha mula cheta, accompanied by what? Yes, ubekha and doubt, vichikicca, right? Yes. But here, doubt and resolution are different. I mean, are opposite to each other. So they cannot coexist. So we have to leave out adhimokkha, right? Adhimokkha is this decision or resolution. So doubt is wavering. So they are not compatible with each other. So we take out adhimokkha and PD and also what? Chanda, desire or cognition. Now desire, chanda is something like active. But moha mula chetas are very deluded chetas and so they are not strong. So chanda is said to not said to accompany two mohamula jedas and all ahituka jedas. So, for the first mohamula jeda, we get only 10 from the 13, right? So 13 minus adhimokkha, piti, and chanda, right? And then 4 akusala universals, yes. And then loba, deity, mana, no. Dosa, esa, macchariya, kukoja, no. Chinameda, no. But we have vichikicca. So altogether, how many? 10 plus 4 plus 1, 15. So the first moha mula cheta is accompanied by 15 chetasikas. Now the next one, the last of the akusala chetas, accompanied by what feeling? Ubekha feeling. Is it accompanied by doubt? No. But by what? Agitation, right? Restlessness. Kukkuccha. Uddhajja. Uddhajja, not kukkuccha. Kukkuccha is for dosa mula chetas only. So, here, there is adhimokkha, but there is no piti and no chanda. So, how many do we get from the 13? 11. 11 plus akusala universal 4, 15. Only 15. So, both moha mula chetas have 15 chetasikas each, but they are not the same, right? So, with the first cheta, there is no adhimokkha, but there is vichikicca. With the second cheta, there is adhimokkha, but no vichikicca. So, the first moha mula cheta is accompanied by 15 chetasikas, and second also accompanied by 15 chetasikas. So with regard to akusala chetas, we have to look at only two groups, right? Anyasamana and akusala. We have to look among 27 chetasikas only. We don't have to worry about the other 25. Now we come to rootless consciousness. How many rootless consciousness are there? 18. And how are they divided? 7. I'm refreshing your memory. three groups. The first group is akusala vipaka, right, resulted. And the second group, kusala vipaka, resultant of kusala. And the third one, ahituka kiriya. Right? So the first two are vipaka, resultant, and the last, kiriya. Okay. Now, what are dvipanca vinyana chetas? Now, in the chart you see dvipanca vinyana. What are they? 10 chetas connected with senses, right? Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. So, each has two. So there are 10. Dvi means two, pancha means five. So 2, 5 consciousnesses. So, please remember the chart with circles also. Now, seeing consciousness, whether it is the result of akusala or kusala. So seeing consciousness is accompanied by how many chetasikas? Only 7, the universal 7. And they are not accompanied by any other chetasikas. So only 7. The same with hearing consciousness, smelling consciousness, tasting consciousness, touching consciousness. So with all these, say, 10 chetas, there are only 7 chetasikas. Only 7 chetasikas accompany these chetas, these 10 chetas. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and so on. And then the next one is what? Sampaticchana. How many sampaticchana chetas are there? 2. One from akusala vipaka and the other from kusala vipaka. And what feeling? Ubhika feeling. Okay. So sampaticchana cheta 2 are accompanied by how many chetasikas? 10 chetasikas, right? So 7 plus vitakka, vichara, and adimokha. Piti, viriya, pidi, and chanda do not arise with them. Viriya is also strong and active, and ahituka chetas are not strong enough. So they are rootless, and so they are like a tree without a root, so they are not strong. And since they are accompanied by upekha feeling, there can be no piti. And since they are weak, chanda does not accompany them. So with 2 sampaticchana chetas, there are only how many chetasikas? 10 chetasikas. 7 universals and vitaka, vichara, atimaukha. Then santirana. There are 3 santirana chetas. One is accompanied by somanasa, and 2 accompanied by upekha. Okay, now, 2 accompanied by upekha. How many chetasikas? The same 10, right? So, 7 universals, vitakka, vichara, and adi mokha. But with somanasa, santirana, there is only one santirana accompanied by somanasa. So with that, how many jiti seekers? What do you add? PT. Since it is accompanied by somanasa, PT also arises with it. So we add PT and we get 11 jiti seekers. Next, pancha dwara vajjana. 5 sense door adverting. Accompanied by what feeling? Ubhikha feeling. Okay. So, pancha dwara vajjana has only how many jiti seekers? 10. Universal 7, vitaka, vichara, and adimokha. Then the next one is manodwara vajjana, mind door adverting. So with mind door adverting, how many jiti seekers? 11 jiti seekers. Now here, virya accompanies manodwara vajjana. Now manodwara vajjana has two functions, or we have not come to the functions yet. So it will be explained in the third chapter. So manodwara has two functions. When it arises in 5 sense doors, it is called what? Uttapana, right? Determining consciousness. Determining consciousness is manodwara vajjana. Or you may not know it yet, because it involves a thought process. But I think you're familiar with the thought process, right? At least one thought process. So it's okay. Then manodwara vajjana has two functions. When it arises in through 5 sense doors, it is called determining. And when it arises through mind door, it is called manodwara vajjana, and it has the function of turning towards the object. So it has a function of adverting. So manodwara vajjana is accompanied by virya also. Those that arise in manodwara are stronger than those that arise in five sense doors. Okay, the last one. Smile producing, hasitopara. You are going to smile, so there will be PD, right? Okay. So 7 universals, vitaka, vichara, adimokha, virya, PD. Only chanda is missing there. So altogether, how many jiti seekers? 12 jiti seekers. So 12 jiti seekers arise with hasitopada. Smile-producing consciousness. Smile-producing consciousness arises only in the minds of arahants, in the minds of Buddhas, in the minds of Paccheka Buddhas, and in the minds of arahants. So the Ahidukha Chaitas have the least number of jiti seekers arising with them compared with other chaitas, like akusala chaitas or coming chaitas, kama, vachara, kusala, and so on. So, with regard to ahituka chaitas, we have to look only which group? Only among first group, right? Anyasamana group. So we don't have to worry about akusala jiti seekers and sobana jiti seekers. So we look at only the 13 jiti seekers and find out which ones accompany which jeta. So they are not difficult. Everything is not difficult today. So next we come to kama vachara chaitas, kama vachara sobana chaitas. How many of them are there? Kama Vajra Sovana. 24. 8 Kusala, 8 Vipaka, and 8 Kriya. Now here, the first and the second are put together. So 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. So if you want to stretch it out, you can say Kama Vajra Kusala 1, Kama Vajra Kusala 2, Kama Vajra Kusala 3, and so on. Now I have to put them together here so that the chat does not run out of paper. So Kama Vajra Kusala first and second. Now the first Kama Vajra Kusala Cheta, accompanied by what feeling? Somanasa feeling, and associated with knowledge, jnana, right? Somanasa sahagata jnana sampayoda, right? And then, unprompted or prompted? Unprompted. And then, unprompted, right? And the second citta, accompanied by somanasa, with jnana or without jnana? With jnana. Okay. So that's why they are joined together here. So for these two chetas, how many chetasikas arise with them? 38 chetasikas, right? Yeah. Which are the 38? 13 anyasamanas, 13 common to others, and then 25 Sobhana Chetasikas. All 25 Sobhana Chetasikas arise with Kama Vajra Kusala first and second. Because they are accompanied by Jnana, Panyindriya is also there, right? Okay. Now, we say that Kama Vajra Kusala, the first and the second Kama Vajra Kusala Chetas are accompanied by 38 Chetasikas. But can all 38 chetasikas arise at the same time? Why? What about viriddhis? Right? What about appamanya? Viriddhis are unfixed adjuncts, right? That means they arise only when there is occasion for them. Only when there's the occasion for refraining from akusala, from refraining from wrongdoings, do they arise. So, three viriddhis may or may not arise with these two chetas. But here, we count all that can arise with these chetas. But at one time, at a given time, these chetas cannot be accompanied by all 38 chetasikas. Right? Three viriddhis may not arise with these at all. Right? Now, when you are paying homage to the Buddha, they will not arise in your mind. Right? Only when you refrain from killing, only when you refrain from telling a lie, only when you refrain from a wrong livelihood do they arrive. And even when they arrive one at a time. When there is right speech, there are no right action and right livelihood. So even when they arise, they can arise only one at a time with Kama Vajra Chetas. And the next two, Appamanya also, Karuna and Mudita. Karuna and Mudita also, they may or they may not arise with these two chetas. Although there is adosa, right? Or that is metta. It's okay. So Karuna and Mudita arise only when you practice Karuna, only when you practice Mudita. So when you are studying like this, when you're paying homage to the Buddha, there is no Karuna or Mudita. So they may or may not arise with the Kama Vajra Kusala Chetas. And even when they arise, can they arise together? Karuna and mudita? No. When karuna arises, mudita cannot. And when mudita arises, karuna cannot. Why? Because they have different objects. Karuna takes beings in suffering, beings in distress, right? But mudita takes beings in success, beings in happiness. So their objects are different. So when their objects are different, they cannot arise together at the same time. So even if they arise, they will arise only one at a time. So can you tell me how many cittadikas always arise with Kama Vajra Kusala 1 and 2? Okay. So how many cittadikas always arise with Kama Vajra Kusala 1 and 2? 38 minus 5, only 33. So 33 cittadikas, that is other than 3 viritis and 2 abhamanyas. So these 33 cittadikas always arise with Kama Vajra Kusala, see, first and second.
What does prompted and unprompted refer to here if we don't have
tina? Yeah, because there is no tina and medha to bother about. Yeah. So whether it is prompted or unprompted, the number of the cittadikas is the same. So only 33 cittadikas arise always. Every time these cittadikas arise, they will arise. At one time, how many cittadikas at most can arise? 34. That means one of those five, right? When there is right speech, there is only right speech. No right action, no right livelihood, no karuna, compassion, no mudita, sympathetic joy. So among these five, only one can arise at a time. So at most, there can be only 34 cittadikas with them. Always, there are only 33 cittadikas with them. But if we add all these, all the cittadikas that can arise with Kama Vajra Kusala 1, first and second, we get 38. So we must understand this. Okay. The rest is easy. And third and fourth Kama Vajra Kusala, they are not accompanied by Panya, right? They are not accompanied by Jnana. They are Jnana Vipayoda. So since they are Jnana Vipayoda, we have to subtract or leave out Panyendriya, the last one. So there are only 37 cittadikas arising with them. Here also, the 3 viriddhis and 2 abhamanyas arise sometimes only, and when they arise, one at a time. Then fifth and sixth. What feeling? Ubekha feeling. Since they are accompanied by ubekha feeling, no piti. So 38 minus piti, again 37. So number 3 and 4 arise with 37 cittadikas, and number 5 and 6 also arise with 37 cittadikas. Although the number is the same, 37, the individual cittadikas are different. The difference is what? With BD, without jnana, right? And without BD, with jnana. And then 7 and 8, they are accompanied by ubekha, so no bidi. Are they accompanied by jnana? No. Then you'll have to take both out, right? So without PD and without jnana, you get only 36. So Kama Ujra Kusala number 7 and number 8 are accompanied by 36 Chetasikas. So 38 minus PD and jnana or Panyendriya. Okay, Kama Vajra Vipaka. Again, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. So 1 and 2 are accompanied by jnana, 3 and 4 without jnana, 5 and 6 with jnana, without bidhi, 7 and 8 without bidhi, without jnana. Okay. Now, Kama Ujra Vipaka, first and second. The 13 Anya Samana Chetasikas, and then 19 Sobhana Sadharana. But no Viriti, no Appamanya. Why? when I met people in this country, they always ask me, why? So today, I'm asking you why. So why? Now, viriti. Huh? It is said that viriti, if they are mundane, have the nature of kusala. When do they arise? Only when you refrain from, say, wrongdoing, right? Only when you refrain from killing, when you refrain from telling a lie, when you refrain from wrong livelihood, do they arise. So when you refrain from killing, you get kusala. Not vipaka. So the viriti's, when they arise with mundane chetas, have the nature of kusala. That is why they do not arise with vipaka chetas. Okay. What about the appamanya, karuna and mudita? Do they arise? No. Why? Huh? Now, it is said that kama vachara vipaka chetas take the kama vachara object only. When we come to the third chapter, the section on objects, they will understand that. The kama vachara vipaka chetas take only the objects that are called kama vachara. That means 54 kama vachara chetas, 52 chetasikas, and 28 rupas. So they take those things only as object. Now, kama vachara kusala can take many, many more objects. But kama vachara vibhaga can take only objects that are called kama vachara objects. Since they take only kama vachara objects, karuna and mudita cannot arise with them. What object does karuna take? Compassion. What does it take as an object? Beings, right? So here, beings means concept of being, panyati, not ultimate reality. So, karuna and mudita take panyati, or concept, as object. And kama vachara vipaka chetas take kama vachara objects as object. So their objects are different. Now when we divide the objects, we divide them into kama vachara object, say rupa vachara object, arupa vachara object, and so on. And so here, Kamavachara Vipaka Chaitas take only Kamavachara objects as objects. And Kamavachara objects means 54 Kamavachara Chaitas, 52 Chaitasikas, and 28 Rupas. But Karuna and Mudita take the concept of being. So when you take being as an object, that being is not ultimate reality. Right? Being is a concept. What is real in that being is nama and rupa, or five aggregates, right? So when we say a being, when we take a being as an object, or a man as an object, a woman as an object, we are taking the concept as an object and not taking the reality. So Karuna and Mudita take concept as object. But Kamavachara Vipaka Chaitas take Kamavachara object as object. So their objects are different. That is why they cannot arise. The Karuna and Mudita cannot arise with Kamavachara Vipaka Chaitas. So both Viriti, three Viriti Chaitasikas and two Abhavanya Chaitasikas cannot arise with Kamavachara Vipaka Chaitas. So we have only how many Chaitasikas going along with the first and the second? Only 33. So 13 Anyasamana Chaitasikas, 19 Sobhana Sadharana Chaitasikas, and the last one, Panya or Panyendriya. So only 33. Number 3 and number 4, you know what to subtract. Yeah, no Panya, right? So 32. Then number 5 and number 6, without PD, but with Panya. So again, 32. And then number 7 and number 8, without PD, without Panya. So 31 only. So 33, actually 33, 33, 32, 32, 32, 32, 31, 31. Next, Kama Vachara Kiriya. Again, 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8. With Kama Vachara Kiriya, only viridis do not arise. But Appamanya, I mean Karuna and Mudita, can arise with them. Arahants can practice Karuna, right? They can practice Mudita. They not only they can, they do practice Karuna and Mudita. Buddhas practice Karuna and Mudita. So Karuna and Mudita arise with Kamavachara Kiriya Chaitas. So the objects of Kamavachara Kiriya Chaitas are not limited to Kamavachara object only, as it is with Kamavachara Vipaka Chaitas. So the first and the second Kamavachara Kriya Chaitas are accompanied by how many Chaitasikas? 35 Chaitasikas. Only Viriti, three Viritis are missing. The same reason, they do not arise with Kamavachara Kriya. Because they have the nature of kusala. Is there an occasion for an arahant to refrain from killing? No. They have cut off this inclination to these wrongdoings altogether when they attain arahantship, right? So they don't have to refrain from, like other persons do. So viriddhis do not arise with Kamavachara Kriya Chaitas, or viriddhis do not have the nature of Kriya. They have the nature of Kusala. So they do not arise with Kamavachara Kriya Chaitas. Then, first and second Kamavachara Kriya Chaitas, how many Chaitasikas go along with them? 35, right? So 13 plus 19, and then, okay. So the first and second kama vajra kriya chetas are accompanied by 35 chetasikas. 38 minus 3. And then the third and fourth. Minus what? Minus panya. So 34. And fifth and sixth. Minus PD, but with panya. So again, the number is 34. And then the seventh and eighth. Minus both PD and panya. So 33. So 35, 34, 34, 33. Okay. Next. What? Rupa Vachara. So we go by jhanas and not by kusala, vibhaga and kriya. If you want to go by kusala, vibhaga and kriya, we can do so. Right? So please remember the dots. So you see three columns with five each, right? So the top one is what? The first column is kusala. The second column, vibhaga. The third column, kriya. And the first of the first column, first jhana. And then down, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana. And also across, first jhana vibhaga, first jhana kriya, right? So there are three first jhana chetas. One kusala, one vibhaga, one kriya. Similarly, three second jhana chetas, three third, fourth, fifth jhana chetas. Okay. Now, rupa vachara first jhana cheta. So there are three. They are accompanied by how many chetasikas? 35. And which are the 35? 13 anyasamana chetasikas and 19 sobana sadharana chetasikas, but without virati. Again, why? why? Because their objects are different. First jhana, let's see, right? What object do they take? First jhana. You have not come to the section on objects, and so you don't know yet. Now, jhanas take the concepts as objects. For example, a person practices kasina, right? So he memorized this kasina, and when he has memorized and he can see that kasina clearly in his mind, it becomes a concept. And that concept becomes the object of first jhana. So first jhana takes kasina sign or kasina concept of kasina as object, and there are other objects too, all are panyati. Now, viriti takes what? Something to transgress. Killing, right? Lying or having a wrong livelihood. So, they take a different object than the jhanas. Jhanas take concept as object, but the viriddhis take something to be what shall I say? Something to be transgressed, something to be broken. So, since their objects are different, they cannot arise with jhana chetas. So there are no viriddhis with jhana chetas. And also, just by getting concentration. So you practice meditation, and just by getting concentration, you get jhanas. So you don't have to refrain from, deliberately refrain from the killing, lying, and livelihood, a wrong livelihood. So you don't need any viriddhis to attain jhanas. So the viriddhis do not arise with jhanas. Then karuna and mudita. Karuna and mudita arise with jhana chetas. You can get first jhana practicing karuna, practicing mudita. You can get second, third, fourth jhana practicing karuna and mudita. So they arise with jhana chetas. But viriddhis do not arise with jhana chetas. So 13 plus 19 plus 2, right? 2 plus 1. Panya always accompany all these chetas, jhana chetas and lokutra, supramundane chetas. So there are 35 chetasikas arising with rupavachara first jhana. With rupavachara second jhana, how many chetasikas? 34, one less. And which is that one? Vitaka. Because that person doesn't want vitaka, right? So he practiced meditation to eliminate vitaka, and as a result, his jhana is without vitaka. So, without vitaka, 34. And then third jhana, without both vitaka and vichara. So, 33. Fourth jhana, vitaka, vichara, and piti. Now, it is strange here. Fourth jhana is accompanied by what? Somanasa or ubeka? Somanasa. But there is no piti here. Right? That is because a person who has attained the third jhana wants to get the fourth jhana, right? So in order to get the fourth jhana, he must find fault with PD. He thinks that PD is shaking, PD is not as peaceful as Sukha and Upeka. So he tries to eliminate PD. So as a result of his meditation, when the jhana arises, there's no piti with it, but still it is accompanied by somanasa. So although the fourth jhana is accompanied by somanasa, there is no piti with it. So here piti is eliminated by force of meditation, by force of practice, not by its own nature. So by force of practice, piti is eliminated. That is why piti cannot arise with fourth jhana. So how many chetasikas? 32 only. Then the fifth jhana, the three fifth jhana chetas. How many? 30. Oh, karuna and mudita are gone here, right? No karuna and mudita. Right? Yeah. The fifth jhana is accompanied by ubeka, right? Karuna and mudita are accompanied by somanasa. So they cannot arise with the fifth jhana. So you take out 2, and so 32 minus 2, we get 30 chetasikas. So when you practice, now there are 4 sublime state of Brahma Viharas, right? So when you practice Mitta, what jhanas can you get? First jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. When you practice Karuna, how many jhanas? Say, first, second, third, fourth. Mudita, fourth. Ubeka, fifth, right? So the fifth jhana is accompanied by ubeka, and so there is no piti and also no karuna and mudita. So it is accompanied by only 30 chetasikas. Now, the fifth jhana is accompanied by upekkha, right? That upekkha is feeling upekkha, right? But upekkha among the Brahma Vihara is what? I don't want you to be confused. To confuse these two, right? So, upekkha as Brahma Vihara is what? Tatra Majjhadada, right? Yeah. So, the fifth jhana is accompanied by upekkha feeling. And there is also Tatra Majjhadada, right? And that Tatra Majjhadada is so developed that it becomes a Brahma Vihara. Okay. Arupa Vajra Chetas, all 12 are put together here. If you want to go one by one, you can. Here, Arupa Vajra, how many Arupa Vajra Chetas are there? 12. 4 Kusala, 4 Vibhaga, and 4 Kriya Chetas. Can you tell me the names of each one? In English, infinite space, first consciousness, right? And then nothingness, right? And then neither perception nor non-perception. So, and Arupa Vajra Chetas, all 12 Arupa Vajra Chetas are reckoned as which jhana? Fifth jhana. Why? You will hear too many whys today. Yeah? So why? Fifth jhana. They are included in the fifth jhana, right? Because they have only two jhana factors, right? We will see it right now. They have only two jhana factors. Well, what are the two jhana factors? Upekkha and ekagata. Okay. Now we will find upekkha and ekagata in the chetasikas. So, 12 Arupa Vajra Chetas are accompanied by 30 chetasikas. Right. Huh? So, and they are all accompanied by feeling upekkha, right? Upekkha feeling. And also they are accompanied by the jhana factor, ekagata. Where do you find upekkha and ekagata in this chart? Yeah. Ekagata is among sabbacitta sadharana, the first seven. And where is upekkha? Feeling upekkha. So where? In the same seven chetasikas. Right? You find both of them in seven chetasikas, right? So, the two jhana factors are among the seven sabbacitta sadharana, seven universal chetasikas. Okay. So, they are like fifth jhana. So, they are also accompanied by 30 chetasikas. And those 30 are 13 minus vitakka, vichara, piti. So, 11, and then 19, and then no virati, no apamanya, but banya. So we get 30 chetasikas. Now, next group. Sotapatti Magga, Sakadagami Magga, Anagami Magga, Arahatta Magga. And then the bracket, and first, second, third, fourth, fifth. I've told you how to read this portion, right? So, Sotapatti Magga, first jhana, Sotapatti Magga, second jhana, Sotapatti Magga, third, fourth, fifth jhana. Then, Sakadagami Magga, first jhana, and so on, fifth jhana. Then, Anagami Magga, first jhana, until fifth jhana, and Anagami Magga, and so on. So, there is only one Sotapatti Magga, first jhana cheta. Right? Sotapatti Magga, that means the first column, right? And there is only one first jhana cheta. Right? Yeah. Now, the number given as four means Sotapatti Magga, Sakadagami Magga, Anagami Magga, Arahatta Magga. So, that means four first jhana chetas. That is Sotapatti Magga, Sakadagami Magga, Anagami Magga, Arahatta Magga, and so on. Now, let us take the first one. The first one is Sotapatti Magga, first jhana cheta. How many jyotisikas go with it? 36. So, all 13 anyasamanas, and then 19 sobhana sadharanas, and then viriti 3. You remember that viritis, when they arise with lokottara cetas, how do they arise? They arise together, and they arise always. Yeah. Whenever a lokottara cheta arises, they arise, right? So they arise always together, and they arise together, and they arise always. Okay. So it is very strange, right? When they arise with kama vajra chetas, they arise one by one. But when they arise with lokottara cetas, they arise all three together. Because the attainment of enlightenment or magga can eradicate all inclinations towards these wrongdoings once and for all. So they have no occasion to eradicate them one by one. So that is why these three arise together with lokottara cetas. Now, when magga cheta arises, actually, a person is not refraining from any of the wrongdoings, right? But at that moment, all inclinations towards all, what do you call that, liability, say, towards these evils is destroyed. So since all inclinations towards all these evils are destroyed, they arise together. So with lokottara cetas, there will always be three viriddhis, and they will arise three all together. Okay. So, Sotapatti Magga, first jhana. And there are how many chittisikas? 36. And those are 13 anyasamanas, 19 sobhana sadharanas, 3 viriddhis, no appamanya, but 1 panya. So 36. Now, first jhana rupa vajra. How many chittisikas? 35. First jhana magga cheta, 36. Right? Yeah. The difference is viriddhi and appamanya. Right? There are appamanya, no viriddhi. But here, with lokottara cetas, there are viriddhi, but no appamanya. Viriddhis are 3 and appamanya 2, so there is difference of 1. So 36 chittisikas with first jhana. Then second jhana, it's easy. Yeah, you take out vitaka. Now with that jhana, you take out vitaka and vijara. Fourth jhana, you take out vitaka, vijara, and pd. And with fifth jhana, same, vitaka, vijara, and pd. Since viritis arise with all lokuttara chetas, there is no difference here between fourth and fifth jhana chetas. So we get 33 chetasikas for both fourth jhana cheta and fifth jhana cheta. So 36, 35, 34, 33, 33. The same with Sagadagami Magga, second column. So there are five chetas in the second column, right? First jhana, Sagadagami Magga, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana. The chetasikas are the same. 36, 35, 34, 33, 33. The same with Anagami Magga, the third column, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. The same with Arhata Magga, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. Then we go to next column, next four columns. Phalachetas, fruition. So there are also Sotapatti, Phala, first jhana, Sotapatti Phala, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana. Sagadagami Phala, first jhana, second, third, fourth, fifth jhana. Anagami Arhata Phala, first, second, third, fourth, fifth jhana. Okay. Now, with first jhana cheta, Sotapatti Phala, first jhana cheta. How many chetasikas? The same, 36. 13 anyasamanas, 19 sopanasadharanas, and then 3 viridis and 1 banya. For second jhana chetas, minus vitaka. For third jhana chetas, minus vitaka and vichara. For fourth jhana chetas, minus vitaka, vichara, and PT. And the fifth jhana, same. So here, the numbers are the same, 36, 35, 34, 33, 33. So you come to the end of Sangha method. So it may be difficult to memorize, but if you have the chart, it is easy. Yeah. If you want to memorize, you may do so. Now, and please read the manual also, the corresponding pages, right? Yeah. Now, there is one thing, one more method. You have the sheets. Hmm? Mixture of two methods, right? Yeah. That's... not now? But at least I want you to have a taste of it. Yeah? Mixture of two methods. Now, this method is not mentioned in the manual. It is not given in the manual. So it is not taught in the manual. So some people are some people don't have those sheets. This is the mixture of both Sampayoga and Sangha. So here it is like what do you call that? Touching your finger with the finger. It is said. So it is very difficult because it is a mixture of both Sampayoga and Sangha method. Or in other words, we find out how many chetasikas arise with a certain chetasika. Not chetasika with cheta, not cheta with chetasika, but chetasika with chetasika. So in order to find that out, we have to mix both methods. We have to find out first how many Jetas go along with that Jetasika, and then how many Jetasikas go along with those Jetas. So it is two step. If you are not familiar with the first two methods, this will be very difficult. But let us try a little of this, right? Yeah. Now, how many Jetasikas go with Pasa? That is the question. Yeah. So Pasa is a Jetasika, and we want to know how many Jetasikas can arise with Pasa, right? In order to know this, first we must find out how many Jetas does Pasa accompany. Now, you all know that Pasa accompanies all 89 Jetas. So we get 89 Jetas. Then, how many Jetasikas arise with 89 Jetas? All 52, right? So we get 52. But Pasa cannot arise with Pasa. So you take Pasa out. So how many Jetasikas left? 51. So we say Pasa Jetasika arises or can arise with 51 Jetasikas. So this is a mixture of two methods, right? Not so difficult as it seemed before, right? So, you look at this sheet, right? Pasa arises with 89 Jetas. That is Sambhyoga method. And with 89 Jetas arise 52 Jetasikas. That is Sangaha method. Therefore, Pasa arises with 51 Jetasikas. That is 52 minus itself, but Pasa. So if you know Pasa, then you know also Vedana, right? How many Jetasikas arise with Vedana? 51. 52 minus Vedana, and so on, right? So with the seven universals, the same answer. Okay, let's go a little further. Vitaka. Now, Vitaka arises with how many Jetas? 55 Jetas. And how many Jetasikas arise with those 55 Jetas? Now, you can just imagine that there are Akusala Jetas, right? Among the 55 Jetas, there are Akusala Jetas, there are Kusala Jetas, there are Jhana Jetas. And so, just by guessing, you can say all 52 Jetasikas, and that is right. Then, you take out Vitaka, because Vitaka cannot arise with Vitaka. So, Vitaka arises with 51 Jetasikas. The same with Vichara, right? Vichara arises with 51 Jetasikas. Now we come to Adimokkha. Adimokkha arises with 50 Jetasikas, not 51. Because Adimokkha and Vichikecha are incompatible, right? So, Adimokkha can arise with only 50 Jetasikas. Or if you can find out by Sambhayoga method and Sangaha method also. Because Adimokkha does not arise with Vichikecha Sambhayuta Cheta, I mean, the first Mohamula Cheta, right? Yeah. Then Virya. Similar to Pasa, or 51 Jetasikas. Virya does not arise with, say, seeing consciousness and so on, and some sampadichana santirana, right? So it arises with kusala, and it arises with akusala jetas, and also jhana and other jetas. So all 52 jetasikas arise with those jetas. So Vidya arises with 51 jetasikas. PD. Can PD arise with Domanasa? No. Now, Dosa, Isa, Machari, and Kukuja, they arise with Dosa only, Dosa Mula Cheta only. So they can never arise with PD. And then Vichikicha arises with first Mohamula Cheta only. And that is accompanied by Ubika, right? So 52 minus 4, 5, and itself, PD, 6. 52 minus 6, we get 46 chetasikas. Okay, the last one, chanda. Chanda does not arise with vichikicca, right? First, moha mula cheda. And it also does not arise with ahituka chetas. But it arises with akusala chetas and kusala chetas. So actually it arises with almost all chetasikas, except vichikicca. So it arises with 50 chetasikas. That means 52 minus vichikicca and chanda itself. So this way you find out how many chetasikas can arise with a certain chetasika. And this is called, say, mixture of two methods. And did I say anything about that? No. So this method was introduced by a very learned Burmese teacher. He wrote a book on, say, Abhidhammata Sangha, and he introduced this method. It's very good for those who want to familiarize themselves thoroughly with chetasika combinations. So the first two methods are good, but if you can do the mixture method also, then you become very thoroughly familiar with chetasika combination. That means you memorize all methods, not looking at the chart and giving the answers. Okay, I think we come to the end of the second chapter today. Now, these chetasikas are actually very interesting. And in the manual, for each chetasika, the characteristic function, mode of manifestation and proximate causes are given, right? So they are very interesting. And among them, the proximate cause is most interesting. I mean, why? Why? Now, what we call emotions, what nowadays are called emotions, are all among these 52 chetasikas, lobha, dosa, right? So, then you want to deal with these emotions, what to do? You find out what causes them, and then attack them or treat those causes, right? Yeah. So, the knowledge of proximate causes of some of the chetasikas can help you in your daily life, in your life. It can give you a good result. So they are very interesting. Even though if you cannot study all four of them, at least you study two of them. Characteristic, the first one, and the proximate cause, the last one. If you cannot study the proximate cause, the characteristics is a must. You must understand the characteristic of each and every chetasika. Say, pasa has a characteristic of what you call impinging on the object, vedana has a characteristic of experiencing or enjoying the object, and so on. So at least, please try to remember the characteristics of all these chetasikas. And if you can do a little more than the proximate cause, and still more, all four of them. Okay, now. Thank you. Now, today, you see these two monks. They are from Tongpulu. And there are two gentlemen back there with white dresses. They come from Mexico. And they come here to study Abhidhamma with me, and I'm teaching them Abhidhamma, a crash course in Taupulu. First, I plan to teach them at the monastery, but now we cannot have a classes or, say, gatherings at the monastery, and so I give them choice, either at the Tathagata Center or Taumbulu, and they prefer Taumbulu. So I was there, and I came over here today. So there are altogether now 10 of them. Imagine people from Mexico interested, already they are Buddhists, and interested in both Abhidhamma and Vipassana. Actually, not only interested, they have been practicing Vipassana for years with teachers from Thailand. And now they want to study Abhidhamma more, and so I'm teaching them Abhidhamma now. So they drove me here, and so I'll go back to Taumbulu tomorrow, and then next week I'll come back. So what I want to say is Abhidhamma is spreading. So first, it is spreading among you people, say most of you are Vietnamese people, and then now it is spreading towards south of United States, right? Yeah. And I'm very excited about it because I'm lucky that I have this monk, Unandisena, with me. He's from Argentina, and so he speaks the same language as they speak. Spanish. So I'm teaching through him, because there are some people who don't understand English. So the interpreter, I mean translator, I'm teaching them Abhidhamma. Maybe they will pass you. Because I'm teaching them twice a day. No weekend. No, don't be off. Today I taught them 12 Akusala Chaitas, and I let them say the Chaitas one by one like they are children. I hope you can say those Chaitas now. Very good. Okay, so I'm very glad about that. Okay, say sadhu, 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 sadhu.